Christopher fucking Lee, Bruce fucking Campbell, Clint fucking Eastwood, Stan the fucking man Lee, Kurt fucking Russell, Liam fucking Neeson, Joss fucking Whedon, Morgan fucking Freeman. The Indomitable Order of the Zone of Ruthaz. Help us choose who gets to add fucking to their name.
And welcome to the show. This is our seventh outing with the Indomitable Order of the Zone of Ruthaz. Basically, it's where we bestow a title on a badass motherfucker. With me, as always, we have Ethan.
Hello.
And same as before, we have the Bagged and Boardcast boys. We have John.
Hello.
Paul.
This is me.
And Chris.
This is me too.
Wow. Okay, well, alrighty.
It's going to be one of those episodes.
Of course it is. It's confessions crossed with Bagged and Boardcast, and it's going to be, but what we do is we're going to be naming off our nominees and putting up a poll on our website to see who gets to add a fucking to their name. This is kind of unprecedented because we did do this one once before, and due to equipment issues and websites and crazy people and school
and Russians.
We lost it. So we have to do it again, so... we're just going to kind of jump right into this, so we're going to go over who our nominees were, and if we're going to stick with that and go from there. We will open up with Chris. Chris, if I remember right last time, your choice was Nathan Fillion, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. He stands as my choice. I think if anyone is the man right now, it is Nathan Fillion.
Okay, very good.
You know what? Castle is a good show, but just when you look at everything he's done, he's a fan of it. And yeah, it's not just because I'm a fan because, well, I'm in it, I should be. He just loves everything that he's a part of and just embraces his fandoms. And I think that's really cool because he's not just playing that role, he is that person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fantastic. Not enough people are into that these days.
Yeah, and I'm caught up completely with Castle. I haven't watched any of the new season, but I am caught up through, I think it's the third season, the fourth season's going now, and I'm a huge fan of that show. I think he does great work.
I'm a fan of the guy too. I liked his work. I liked his work in Firefly quite a bit. I haven't seen Castle yet, but I've heard nothing but good things about it. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, I'm agreeing with Chris there that one thing I do like about this guy is his enthusiasm and just like all the passion that he brings to being a geek, and I think he's a good poster child for that kind of thing. So that's a good choice. Ethan, do you agree with this nomination?
I do agree with this nomination. Nathan Fillion, I think, is the new iteration of Bruce Campbell these days. So
I concur.
You know, Chris? I definitely agree with that as well.
Yep. All right, John, do you agree?
I also agree.
Paul, do you agree?
He's a better Green Lantern than Ryan Reynolds.
I could have seen that. Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on at this point, since we got the all clear for Nathan Fillion, we're going to move on to... let's go on to John. John, last time you chose Bill Murray. Is that your vote this time around? And is that what you're sticking with?
Of course it is, because he already has Bill the fucking Murray... in his name from Zombie Land.
Yeah, Bill fucking Murray. They did say that in Zombie Land. That's a good one. Do you like Bill Murray, Ethan?
I can take him or leave him. I think he's a bit overrated for the most part for me. But
very good,
Ethan. I feel so close to you right now.
I think he's winding me up, Paul.
I'm just being wound up.
Wow. Okay. Chris, do you agree with this nomination?
You know what? I love Bill Murray. I mean, going back to Ghostbusters, that's where I wanted to be when I grew up, and Bill Murray was a big part of that as Venkman, so yes, I agree.
And Paul, do you agree with this nomination?
He's been in a lot of great geek culture things. He probably deserves it. I'm just not the biggest fan of him.
Okay. Okay. There you go. I would agree with this as well. So very good. Ethan, last time around you chose Harrison Ford. Is this your vote this time? And let's go from there.
It most certainly is my vote. Well, Nathan Fillion is a great, you know, new generation of the space, you know, rogue out there. Of course, I have to go back to the original Han Solo for Harrison Ford. I mean, Harrison Ford, who's been in, you know, countless awesome movies and become such a cultural icon with, you know, he's Decker in one of my favorite movies, Blade Runner, and then Indiana Jones, and also obviously Han Solo. So I gotta go with Harrison Ford.
You guys fans of Harrison Ford?
I'm a huge fan of Harrison Ford. I'm making my new girlfriend watch all the Indiana Jones movies.
Very good.
All the ones that count.
Yes. Because there's one that I've heard of, but I don't think it exists.
They all count. I'm sorry.
I agree.
Thank you. It might not be the best movie, but it's there.
I liked Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I thought it was a good, fun movie.
And I agree with you there. So we got John, Paul, Chris. All right, do you agree with this nomination?
Yeah, Indiana Jones, who didn't want to be an adventurer growing up because of him? And, I mean, Han Solo, just perpetual badass. I don't think we'd have the space pirate we do now without Harrison Ford portraying Han Solo as he did. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, straight up.
Yeah, it does seem like Nathan Fillion at least owes a little bit of his current career to Harrison Ford. So I guess Harrison Ford's moving on to the next round. Paul, last time around you chose Warren Spector. Is that your vote this time? And if so, why or why not?
No, not this time around, because I was so excited for Deus Ex to come out, and that game kind of failed. Much like his last game, which was Epic Mickey. So, like, you know, I really wanted to get an American video game guy on this list, but, you know, I don't think the video game guys really pass some mustard on the Zone of Ruthas. I don't think it's the right place for it. So I'm going to go with Stephen Moffat, showrunner for Doctor Who currently.
Oh, shit. I like Stephen Moffat.
I do
really like Stephen Moffat.
And also, because it's timely, guess what's airing just today? The last episode of Sherlock for the second season.
What?
Yeah, on the BBC season? Over in England.
Okay. I was going to say.
We won't get it here for a while.
But yeah, we don't get it till I think April or May or something.
I'm pretty sure you could ask your friend the internet to get it.
Oh, yes.
I'm pretty sure the
internet is a harsh mistress. We know this.
I adore Sherlock, and I do really like Stephen Moffat. So, yes, excellent choice. Ethan.
I do agree. I think Stephen Moffat is quite talented. I've talked to some people who say that he ruined Doctor Who, but I think he's only made it a better show. So, I mean, me being a huge Doctor Who fan, and I love the 11th Doctor, I think it's, you know, it's a logical progression. I have no problem with Stephen Moffat.
Very good. Chris?
Yeah, you know what? I've been watching an obscene amount of Doctor Who lately, and I completely agree with Paul because the show is great, and it actually makes me want to get more into Sherlock. I've seen a couple episodes, but I want to see it. I actually want to watch Coupling now because he was a writer on that, and mm-hmm. he did some stuff for Tintin, which I haven't seen, but I
did want to see that too. He co-wrote that along with Nick Frost, or not Nick Frost? Help me out here, Edgar Wright, and a third person who I don't remember. But yeah, very good. John, do you agree with this nomination?
I definitely do. I think it's a great nomination.
It just mm-hmm. rolls off the tongue. Stephen F. and Moffat. It just works.
It could kind of work. And you can say fuck on this show, Paul. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. I know I could.
That's all right.
I had a potty mouth on my podcast, so I try to steer clear.
Mm. Yeah.
Just that first episode.
Yeah.
Jeez, and what are you, 105 episodes in now? You can probably let it go a little bit. But it sounds like we have all of our nominations this time around. Did I hit everybody?
I think so.
Yo, no, he doesn't get to pick because he... Okay, one last time.
Yeah.
I can't wait until I win.
Better make your choices better there, Paul.
I think he stepped it up this run.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah. We actually recognize this name.
Yeah, I love Stephen Moffat.
I gave him a little bit of a pep talk. I think it helped.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Very good, very good. Does anybody have anything else to add?
I like your new logo.
Oh, the ripoff from Criterion? Yes, yeah. We're proud of that. We're proud of that. Yeah, other than that, I don't think I have anything. We'll get this sucker edited and thrown up on the site as soon as possible.
Excellent, and we'll have the poll up, too.
Okay, cool.
Good talking to you guys.
Good talking to you.
Good talking to you guys.
But we'll get it all edited, put up, and we'll let you know. And get your campaigning going, because you don't want to lose, do you?
No.
Vote for Stephen Moffat early and often.
Okay. But until that point, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.